Corbin Hilty's Poetry Slam, Episode 2. Letters. Blue ink on paper, folded in envelopes, embossed with stamps. Something so ordinary, yet strangely extraordinary. Blue ink on paper, his name replaced, now number 573356. He fondly remembers the outside world, how we bonded, hunting, fishing, baseball, reduced to memories. Blue ink on paper, he writes me, promising new hope, life after hell. I read smiling, embracing sweet nothings, denying earthly desires. Blue ink on paper, coming from behind steel bars, so close and yet so far. Counting down the days until he comes home from this hell called prison. What a great day to be a leper. There's no use anymore. You've burnt all of your bridges. I try time and time again to maintain the relationship, but you ignore me. I plead for you to talk to me, only getting the voicemail. Time and time again. What a great day to be a leper. I've always been the ugly duckling, the person everyone leaves behind. I never could keep up with the status quo, all the bullshit fads and diets. I thought that I had found solace, a group of outcasts accepting me as their own, kin in their misery. I found a home and thought, what a great day to be a leper. But it didn't last. Nothing golden can stay. Never had I thought my own kin would abandon me. But surely as time wears on, my memory is fading. Heartache and hand grenades. Let me speak clear and direct. Let me speak straight from the heart. Lately I've been in so much pain. My nerves are gone. I watch them unravel. As I try to keep it together, they spew out like hay from the scarecrow. My friends, they seem like a joke. To them, I am transparent, non-existing. My heart shatters as I try in vain to embrace them, only to find myself hugging stale air. Once again, the good guys finish last. Once again, I've been forgotten. My love cast aside. Once again, I will hide. Internal struggle. I pace these halls in an internal purgatory, never ending this carnival of horrors. These lies still haunt me to the end, even after I confessed my sins to God. Righteousness is never really right, not in the eyes of the Almighty. All that ever really matters is how much green you give. Life is nothing more than a scam. Get rich quick. Still, I walk these halls of the damned, trying to remember what it is I've done. Running, but going nowhere. I die. Ungracious bastards walk over my bloated body, giggling at my disposition in death. God, surely you're just. Why must I suffer? Lies. Is it for all the lies that I pushed? Even in death, I can't escape. All I do is sink. Sink further down. To hell. Weary lips. These tarnished hands fail to reap a bounty worthy of your mention. Words uttered from my mouth in sardonic tones. Listen to my tale. Notes passed carry upon winds of trade held words of passion. From you and I, we've held this lie, not knowing our fate. Unbeknownst to us was the tale of Romeo and Juliet. As I read your words again and again, hoping to conjure your spirit to kindle my ailing heart. Cruel irony sank in, for there by my name, there was a mark of the self-proclaimed star-crossed lovers. Attempting to convey passion for your sake, I proclaimed Romeo. Tears of pain scroll down these cheeks, longing for your embrace. Your absence has not gone without regard. Every eve I lay for sleep, my heart calls out. I find myself whispering through weary lips, "Good night, Courtney, my love." I hate having a heart. If I gave you my heart, would you cherish it? All these emotions run rampant through me. These reoccurring nightmares take control. Divided emotions within leave a split lip upon my soul. The cavernous gash contrasting to my bittersweet lust. My heart's desires contradicts itself, leading down two opposing paths, both beauty and their own sickly nature. My mind is twisted by insanity and social norms, wrenching a decision through my pores, leaving me out to dry, hollowed and alone. The tough decision not yet made, the piper not yet paid. One heart will be mended, one heart will be shattered, and one heart will be scattered. Elusive love. Her beauty taunts my hand, daring me to fold under analyzing eyes. Her impression upon my being not noticed till her presence be removed. Disappointment burdens my thoughts as it leads in 10 different paths, none of which ends in a naive, euphoric manner. Minuscule relations held to hide the gap that she left. Not a one comes close to the simplistic beauty her face held, lacking her loving, soft-spoken words. Their lips sting me, releasing their toxins into my flow. A lone longing for that fateful day fills me, lusting for her gentle touch, soothing my soul, lulling my conscience, and bringing me peace. Poem Part 1. The summer breeze shifted into winter chills above her head. You and I only had each other to use for one, a love eternal and ever distant. Slowly the tides pulled you away, but I heard you scream, "I'll find you someday." Still laying in the fields of frosted wheat, covered in a blanket of white, I hear you. You say those words that lovers speak, the ones of desire and lust, words that drive a man to no end. I wandered through the woods and found a town with no name. The empty houses felt like intimate suicide. I wandered through the town until I found a stick house, withered with age. The lady said, "She was here, but you are too late. She has passed through to the city." The whole scene faded out to a television set. Upon the cracked screen, a young woman was singing. My heart leapt. At my feet, a message had been burnt into the pavement. It read, "Search not for love, but let love find you." With a smirk on my face, I walked down the street. Above me, the buildings were burning, and their cinders rained down upon me. My frosted heart gained warmth, and I found salvation in an alley. There I lay down and waited for you to find me, but you didn't come. I think I'll sleep here for a bit. Yes, sleep. I'll see you there at least.